eternally happy individual. I'm happier than I've ever been, and it's not because I won a lottery. It's because I have taught myself the skill of happiness. And you can do that too. It's actually pretty easy. I wrote this book for you in the hope that you will take full advantage of this knowledge and turn your life in the direction of complete contentment and joy that you can also share with others. I've been studying this topic for a long time. I've gathered and digested vast amounts of information and have practiced many things. In this book, I will describe the mechanism of happiness that truly works. Hope this helps those who need it. Hugs. Ira Volk. Introduction. Quote, "Our intentional, effortful activities have a powerful effect on how happy we are, over and above the effects of our set points and the circumstances in which we find ourselves." End quote. Sonia Lubomirsky, Professor of Psychology, UCR. The sad truth. As I was doing my research on happiness in an attempt to find a way to resurrect myself, I discovered I wasn't alone, mildly speaking. Turns out there are millions of people who forgot how to smile. Moreover, these days it seems more of a norm to be sad than to be happy. This is despite the fact that most of us, at least in the U.S., finally have all our basic physical needs met, and more. Quote, "Compared with their grandparents, today's young adults have grown up with much more affluence, slightly less happiness, and a much greater risk of depression and assorted social pathology," end quote, says David Myers, the author of The American Paradox, Spiritual Hunger in an Age of Plenty. The observation that economic growth does not necessarily go together with increasing life satisfaction was first made over 50 years ago. Since then, there has been much discussion over what came to be known as the Easterlin Paradox. At the heart of the paradox was the fact that in some countries, happiness was not increasing with rising national incomes. Quote, "Our becoming much better off over the last decades has not been accompanied by one iota of increased subjective well-being," end quote, David Myers. I'll provide some facts to support the above because I'm a nerd, and I believe in data more than I believe in subjective opinions. Illnesses of the mind-brain affect tens of millions of people in the United States. Depression is by far the most prevalent, representing 99% of all mind-brain illnesses. It is associated with symptoms such as melancholy, loss of pleasure, loss of energy, difficulty in concentrating, and suicidal thoughts. Depression in the U.S. affects over 18 million adults in any given year. It is the leading cause of disability for ages 15 to 44. It is also the primary reason why someone dies of suicide about every 12 minutes. Over 41,000 people a year. Now, I'm sure all of us remember 2020 and what followed. Uncertainty, lockdowns, panic on social media, closures of businesses, overflowing hospitals, deaths of family members, the list goes on. Would you think that could have affected our mental state? No kidding. It certainly didn't help us feel happier. We weren't a cheerful nation to start with, but now things are even worse for many. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration recently provided shocking stats on the amount of people who experienced symptoms of depression or suicidal thoughts as a result of the pandemic, as well as increased alcohol and drug use. Now, here's a list of countries with the highest depression rates as of 2022. Note, the only country that is ahead of us is one that has recently become an active war zone. Isn't that sad? 1. Ukraine. Their happiness levels were higher before 2022. 2. United States. Plus, what about the ones who are unhappy who refuse to admit that? I bet if we record those, we can beat Ukraine. 3. Estonia. 4. Australia. 5. Brazil. 6. Greece. 7. Portugal. 8. Belarus. My home country. No comments on this one. I don't want to go to jail. 9. Finland. 10. Lithuania. Least depressed countries. God bless them. 1.